Jesus gives us an amazing promise in John 14:27 when he says, "My own peace I give to you." There were two painters who each painted a picture to illustrate his concept of what real peace is all about. And the first chose for his scene a still, lone lake among the far-off mountains. But the second artist threw on his canvas a thundering waterfall with a fragile birch tree bending over the foam, and at the fork of the branch, almost wet with the spray from the waterfall, sat a robin on her nest. You see, that first picture may not have really given us the concept of rest so much as stagnation. But the last one, that robin near that torrential waterfall, and yet peaceful, really gives us the concept of rest. You know, today I pray that kind of rest for the Dietrich family, all the sons that I went to school with, Eddie and Terry and Tom and Jim. I pray for their whole family as we celebrate Tony Dietrich's life. You see, when we come to know Christ, there is peace in the midst of life's storms, and then we get heaven too. If we go back to the illustration that those two artists chose, Christ's life outwardly was one of the most troubled lives that ever lived, tempest and tumult, the waves breaking over his life all the time until the worn body was laid in the grave. But see, the inner life was a sea of glass. The great calm was always there. At any moment, you might have gone to him and found rest. And even when the human bloodhounds were dogging him in the streets of Jerusalem, as one preacher called it, he turned to his disciples and he offered them the promise that I started with earlier. It was his last legacy. My own peace I give to you. My friend, rest is not some holy feeling that comes over us in church. It's the rest of a human heart set deep in God. And that's why in the celebration of our brother Tony's life, his graduation to heaven is one of eternal rest, and yet we saw the calm in that life lived unto God. My peace I give in times of deepest grief, imparting calm and trust, and my relief. My peace I give when prayer seems lost, unheard. Know that my promises are ever in my word. My peace I give when thou art left alone, the nightingale at night has sweetest tone. My peace I give in time of utter loss, the way of glory leads right to the cross. My peace I give when enemies will blame, the fellowship is sweet through cruel shame. My peace I give in agony and sweat, for mine own brow with bloody drops was wet. My peace I give when nearest friend betrays, peace that is merged in love and for them praise. Yes, my peace I give when there's but death for thee. You see, the gateway is the cross to get to me. Heavenly Father, thank you that he who knew no sin, the Lord Jesus Christ, he who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we who trust in him would be made the righteousness of God in Christ. Death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? No, you see, we, Lord Jesus, trust you for that victory. We stand upon the promise. Behold, you're telling us the mystery, that we'll not all sleep, but we'll all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable must put on the imperishable that you have prepared for us, God. And this mortal must put on immortality as you have sovereignly designed. And that's why we trust you this day. that for our brother Tony and his graduation, and for each of us that will meet him there, because we're going to meet you there, we say hallelujah. And I just speak that peace over the entire Dietrich family and all who have known and loved Tony as we commit this day, this graduation service to you. In Jesus' blessed name, amen.